higher. It actually matches all of the nameplates.
It does.
Which is amazing. She's like the ACC's nameplate finder. Not since Mike Krzyzewski roamed the sidelines have I seen that shade of blue. Kelly Gramlich would never wear that shade of blue in here. She joined us right now.
I would. I'm sure I have before. I love that blue.
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Quack. I'm great. How are you?
Kelly texted me and was like, so how am I going to see you in Charlotte? I didn't know she was coming. I had no idea.
I'm here.
You doing great?
Well, I'm doing great. The key reason why I'm here is they moved kickoff back a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, next week is the big family beach week.
Of course.
I was always having to pick the beach week over kickoff, you know. I mean, that just makes sense. But here we are.
That's okay. Look, make Mac work. I see Mac over there.
Right?
Like, I see you. Like, you're like, not that I'm, like, watching y'all the whole time, but, like, every time I look over there, it's like the Muppets.
We grinding. You know, I went from working.
Mac is just talking. He's just talking
all
the time.
Well, Quack, I'm used to working with divas. I did a show with you for 6 years. So, you know, we did that, went straight to Mac, and it's very similar. You and Mac, basically the same person.
Very similar people.
Did you also, am I going to have to start going through your representation to get you on my show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ben, talk to Faxon.
Yeah.
Ben, we're going to be in contact.
I have a bone to pick with Kelly, if I could, real quick.
Sure.
Hello, Ben Milstead.
Hi, Kelly. I listen to the ACC network on SiriusXM quite often during my commute, and it's now become the Gramlich and McLean podcast channel. And so since that is
Love
your
that.
Channel, could you please ask them to stop airing the Georgia Tech-Clemson football game?
Just
Clemson loses that thing twice a week now. Come on.
Yeah, that's brutal. And that one was really brutal to watch in the moment. And then it just keeps going. You know what, Ben? I'll be honest. I have zero pull, but I'll talk to Mac.
Oh, I don't believe you. I think you are programming. I think you're doing it all there. I do. That's what I'm convinced of.
I do have a lot of free time.
You know what I've loved about the – I love that Kelly's like, I'm just here. I'm just here so I don't get fined. I love that your podcast this summer, like the ADs, like I've loved it, really enjoy. As you know, big fan, big listener.
Big fan of ADs.
Every single one of the ADs is like, they're all like the same. Like when you boil it down, they're like, we're not really sure. We don't know. We're just doing the best we can. Maybe Congress will help us. Maybe not.
Pretty much.
Not sure. And like some of them are more confident in that than others. That's got to be why. Y'all got to feel like you're doing Groundhog Day when you sit down to those. Because like you're asking a lot of the same questions. And they all are like, yeah, maybe. We're not sure.
It is true. Yes, and, you know, we did four ADs, kind of the bigger ones. Carla was fantastic.
Carla Williams, really good. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
We had not had her on before. Carla Williams, maybe the most impressive AD.
Virginia, for those who don't know.
Country.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal. And she's a Georgia girl. She went to Georgia. She played basketball at Georgia, was a great player, and then was at Georgia forever, took that expertise to Virginia. And what she's done at Virginia is incredibly impressive. They're winning 11 games for the first time ever. So she was great. I really liked her. And she has to balance the Virginia of it all. We get certain kids in there, and it's still Virginia with we want to be good at stuff. And she's done that really well. But, yeah, some of the other ones are interesting when you talk to some of these ADs who are just like, we are going to – I remember Michael Alford said, if they keep doing – he's the AD at Florida State. If they keep doing this, we'll do this. But I have a plan for B, C, D, like whatever happens, because I have no clue what they're going to do. It's just crazy, and it seems like a tough job. And even some of these coaches, Quack, like I feel like when we would talk to coaches, preseason, everyone's happy, right? That's the beauty of kickoff. But when we talked to coaches maybe 5-6 years ago, I just feel like they were happier people. It's brutal now. This is a tough – and no one's going to feel bad for a guy making millions of dollars coaching football. I totally understand that. But these guys just look tired.
All right, Ben, we need Trump on this. We need Trump on this because what Kelly just says is exactly what Trump tells us every day.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
It's like everybody's
Quack,
like,
this show has really gotten PG-13 since
yeah.
I left.
We didn't even talk about the lady in Florida who got the squeeze.
I am so glad.
A55 license plate. We haven't even talked about that today.
Still exists.
Oh, it still exists.
If that is my legacy on this earth, that is great.
Like, I don't even know you were coming on, but Ben, were we not discussing the SQZ A55 license plate and Chuck Schumer farting in the Senate? Like, we were talking about that during the break. This is like the perfect Hump Day Headlines day. Perfect.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Sometimes it really doesn't.
The headlines write themselves for you, for your show.
That's right, on Wednesdays, which we love. Hey, Do you have a question? I feel like I'm monopolizing time.
Oh,
Faxon,
no,
Kelly,
no,
Kelly,
okay.
Faxon, yeah.
Oh, I know Faxon. I know Faxon.
No, I know.
I love I Kelly.
Know.
No,
this is
just
the voice of Lady Tigers right here.
I feel like I'm interrupting Kwok and Kelly. Like, I listened. Like, y'all got it. This isn't about me. This
Faxon
isn't my show.
Faxon listened when he was in fifth grade to our show.
We were talking about this yesterday, like, looking around. Ben had, like, this Mufasa moment where he's like, look around. Like, he takes him up to the thing. Look, everything the light touches our kingdom. And Ben, you can attest this. He looks around and he goes, there's so many, like, 20-year-olds out here. Like, I'm like the oldest one here. And I said, well, if you're the, like, I'm well past median age. Like, there are interns here that grew up listening to me on radio. And that's how you know you've passed the Rubicon. When people are in the industry and they're like, oh, yeah, I grew up, love listening to you when I was a kid.
It's a tough one.
That's how
so
you
you're saying at the Roar, there's 20-year-olds everywhere. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. At the Clemson Media Day.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, there were, like, dozens of youngsters.
It was half the room. They should have had Capri Suns. I mean, they really should have. On the
Ashby's
on the
laughing
meeting.
At us. Ashby can't even hear this. She doesn't have a headset. Ashby, Ben said that the sponsor of yesterday should have been Capri Sun, because all, yeah. Ashby fell out of her chair. She's laughing at that.
I mean, half the media pool were 30 and under. Half, at least.
Pretty soon, Hollis is going to be there, Ben.
I
Hollis
know.
Will be reporting live.
Oh, man, you shut your mouth. We've all got grown kids.
Talking to Pete Yannity, I'm like, I remember when his son was a little kid. His son works for On3 in Columbia now.
Wow.
The next generation is coming. Kelly, you've got a couple that I'm sure you have doing podcasts, baby podcasts right now. I'm positive.
Tell the golf story. Tell the golf story. What did Jacob shoot playing
gosh.
The open course today?
You know, Jacob's going to pursue the tour. If that doesn't work, he might get into media. But, yeah, so Jacob, my 3-year-old, he played Furman. He played 9 holes.
He played Furman?
With my husband, yeah.
I've played 18 holes of golf twice ever.
Look, Nick was teeing him up 50 yards from the hole, okay? He wasn't, like, hitting from the ladies'
tees. That still counts. That's a tough course.
But he made it through 9 holes, and he loved riding in the golf cart.
I'm playing Jacob tees next time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling my brother, like, hey,
I'd prefer that, too.
I'm playing Jacob tees, and y'all just see when you get there.
He asked Nick, he said, what color are my tees? And Nick said, invisible. I'm just going to put the ball here, and you're going to hit him. Because he knows. He said, Daddy hits from the blacks. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I have two football questions.
All right, let's do it.
Riley gets in and says, what's Clemson's win and loss this year? Do you want to just say that right out?
Can
I mean,
say,
that's a lot.
I text Kwok from time to time over the last couple of years, and I've just done wellness checks on Kwok because when I think back to our 6 years together, I don't think Clemson ever won less than 12 games in a season.
How many shows did we do where we argued about whether winning by too much was boring?
How many shows did we do where I said – that win was too
Kelly's.
Ugly, and you'd get mad at me.
That was Kelly's and standing position is like,
yeah,
these are boring.
It's like,
this is not
this
fun.
This is boring, or that win was too ugly.
Kelly, I'd cut off an appendage
I know,
for boring.
I know. Faxon, we were so spoiled. Okay, it was truly – the time that I was on with Kwok was just the golden age. I mean, we did so many shows. We did the one in Tampa. We did Tampa, and then, of course, Phoenix – or, sorry, Santa Clara. So, and we did Phoenix, too, when they lost. But all that stuff. So I do my wellness checks on Kwok, and I think it'd be very hard to be Kwok and to be the Roar right now during this time because it's just a difficult relationship. Obviously, you're the flagship station for Clemson. Clemson goes 7-6 last year. You guys, you know, I'm thinking of you. You're in my thoughts. When it comes to this year, I think this schedule is a little sneaky difficult than some people are giving it credit for. I think you're looking at 8 wins would feel solid.
By math, it would be better.
Yes, technically. 9 wins would feel really good. 10 wins, I would be thrilled. That's where we're at, you know?
Faxon.
That's
Faxon's
where we're
not
at,
saying,
Faxon.
I cut off an appendix for
you,
10,
man.
But he's close.
I don't know what
he's
to
really
tell
close.
You.
I think me coming on the station cursed this program.
Yeah, Faxon, I kind of think. And I think me leaving cursed,
man,
perhaps, and I didn't mean to do that.
Like, my predecessors get the golden age, and I walked into DJ throwing us out of the playoffs in 8 of 29 for 99 yards.
Eric McLean literally went 15-0 as the co-host of the fifth quarter show.
And I was like, this is boring.
That's
ridiculous.
Right.
Okay, let's look at the schedule. I
all
know
right,
you guys
we got 2 minutes.
How much time do we have?
We got 2 minutes.
I know Kwok loves to talk into the end
you
of
you got
the
internal clock.
He loves to talk into that 59. Okay. 8. Can we get to 8-4?
Let's get to 8.
Yeah.
Let's get to 8, Kelly.
LSU.
Let's get to 9 for my mental.
Okay. All right. Let's look at the wins. Georgia Southern at home. UNC at home.
Yeah.
Charleston Southern at home.
Yeah, just skip those.
I'm going to think about the others.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech at home.
Okay.
Ooh. That's four.
Okay, that's sneaky.
Give me...
We're hesitating.
What
yeah,
if I told you? What if I told at you at Florida State was after they play at Louisville and at Miami?
Yeah, no, at Florida State five. Cal, I think Cal's going to be pretty good.
I think their quarterback
Cal is
so
a better
much
quarterback
better.
Than us.
Jaron Chiave-Sagapotelli is really good.
Jimbo just said
he's really
I asked
good.
Him, well,
I'm
going to
need
the,
a voice message of that.
Yeah,
who's the reference. Only? Who's the, I asked him? Who's the quarterback that you're like? God, I love to coach him.
Jimbo
and he said
loves JKS,
JKS. Yeah.
And they brought in Tosh Lupoi, who I think is. I think Cal's trying to be serious. I'll put it that way. And you're going out there on a Friday night. Okay, we lost track. Five, Syracuse worries me. Angeli, as long as he's healthy, Angeli really was a problem for Clemson last year. Georgia Tech, I think, is going to take a step back. I really think Haynes King and Buster Faulkner covered up a lot of holes in that program. So let's say Georgia Tech six, Duke and South Carolina to end the year. I think eight is doable.
That's eight.
But you're
you didn't
have
even
to...
get, but like you didn't even give Syracuse.
No, I. You know it's a mean? House of horrors, Quack. Syracuse is what Bobby Dodd was for you.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
The Carrier Dome slash whatever
when
that place is.
When you used to yell at me about Bobby Dodd.
Yes,
like, Quack
was always so scared of Bobby Dodd.
It's not 2004,
Quack. Stop being scared of Bobby Dodd.